You got any plans to have any more? Because you've got three. I can see you with about sort of six or seven children, actually, and then all of them being musical.
Maybe I have.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Well, moving swiftly on.
No. Moving swiftly on. No, that three's my... three's my limit. It's like shredded wheat. Can't have any more. That'll do me.
It's your manager saying that. This is so bad.
It's not in the career plan.
Yeah, no. And I think my business would agree.
You can't get pregnant, Paola. There you go.
Thank God. God, you know, and God, now you tell me. God. But no more. As much as I love children, I couldn't eat a whole one. As much as I love children, I think three's good. You get to a point with it, and you're like, actually, you know what, this is wonderful. And they're getting to that age where they're receptive.
Yeah.
So I had my youngest is three, Melody, and she's lovely. So everything for her is just like, wow, look at that, wow.
Yeah.
So it's wonderful, you know.
And if they started sort of coming into the studio, sort of touching the drums, like, don't touch the drums, or they sort of...
Oh, all the time,
you know.
Yeah. My oldest loves the microphone and the keyboard. My middle son, Noah, just loves playing the drums, you know, and he looks like a drummer. He looks great. He's got like almost bleach blonde hair. He looks the opposite of me, you know. I'm very dark hair. He's got very blonde hair, but he loves the drums. And my daughter Melody just loves anything in the studio. She'll pick anything up and shake it, rattle it, have a go on the guitar. She's only little. Yeah. I think that's the wonderful thing about instruments in kids. You'd be hard pressed to find one who didn't, even the ones who, you know, the difficult kids, give them a drum kit. Yeah, awesome. I'm allowed to hit this. Wonderful. Yeah. And it just brings it out of them, you know. So, yeah.
I think they should have more music, really, in schools. Really.
In my day, it was like, here's a tambourine.
Recorder, music. Wasn't it? The recorder.
Yeah, they had lots of keyboards, the same cheap keyboards, and that was it, you know what I mean? We had a supply teacher for most of my musical lessons at school, seriously, because there was no music department. They kind of dissolved it as the time went on. And this poor Welsh woman used to come in and, with her back to us, play piano and sing songs. And, of course, the class would just play up massively. And her name, which I won't repeat because I wouldn't embarrass her, was a bit like rhymed with white. And the kids the worst thing about it as well is this poor woman would get on the school bus to after school to go back to Chelmsford Station, right? So she would not only have to endure the kids in her class, but then she'd get on a school bus with them all after school and drive back to Chelmsford Station. So the poor woman used to get it. Mrs. Nat. Well, I should say it, but you know what I mean? It was hilarious. But that was it. That was my music lessons. We never had anything like that, you know.
Kids are cruel.
I think they are.
But it's such a good laugh if they're not being cruel.
Such is innocence.
Who would you like to, at the moment, work with? Who is, if there's somebody like, we're looking at like superstars.
Everyone's dying, aren't they? It's horrible. you know, I'm getting there quick and work. I want to work with everyone tomorrow.
Yeah, before they die.
Just in case.
Living or dead, who would you have liked to? If you could pick your top three people that are famous that have, you just sort of think, actually, I'd love to have co-written
something. Yeah, I would have liked to have worked with, I suppose, you know, I don't know about... I would like to have sung with Jeff Buckley, worked with him and seen what the voices could have done together. I still harvest a desire to write with Robert Plant.
Yep.
And, you know, at some point in time, I'm destined to catch up with Mr. Bowie. And I want to train him up on how to loop, because I reckon that could be the new resurgence of David Bowie's new album, is he just does away with musicians and it's just him, loop pedals, and he records it all live and performs it live.
I know you've just explained what looping is, but tell it again for people that don't know what looping is.
Is when you record the parts to your song as you're performing it.
Yep.
So you record and play back the parts kind of instantaneously as you're performing the song, and you can build an orchestral arrangement up if you've got this with certain compositions. So I think someone like David Bowie, who's done everything and kind of manifested himself in every kind of thing, I think if we could get him to now do this space, go back to the space age imagery stuff, but have loop pedals and him doing... looping is, I think it'd be brilliant, you know. But obviously it wouldn't just be him, I'd be there working with, I'd be in the background doing the loops, running around like a prat. He'd be looking great, you know, and doing his Bowie thing and singing like he does.
If you could have written any song that's your favourite, what is the song that you think, damn, I really wish, you're a talented songwriter, but what is the song that you think, I wish I'd written that song?
There's a
I
couple.
Could do.
I could do, obviously, Martin wishes.
Thank
I think
you,
Martin might have had something to do with that track, actually. Do we know that one?
Crazy Frog.
Crazy Frog. Shh. Okay, responsible for that. You could still get shot. That's a good question. I suppose I have to take it from two perspectives. First perspective would be money, fairy tale of New York. I mean,
yeah,
come on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? That has sustained Shane McGowan's drinking habit for 25 years, and that is no small bar tab alone. That's enough to keep a small country afloat.
Yeah.
So that one. But if it came down to a song that I wish I'd have written, I think I would have liked to have written...
I thought you were going to say John Lennon.
I was going to say John Lennon, Imagine.
I knew you were going to say that.
Which is obviously a great track because of its intensity and because of what it means. Also, my second favourite Beatle track, or John Lennon track, is Cross the Universe, which just love that tune. The sentiment in that is just amazing. Love it. And failing those two, it would be Sam Cooke's A Change Is Going to Come.
Yeah.
Because that was written around the same time, that Imagine was written.
Yeah.
Oh, before that. It was the sentiment was the same, though it was different in the sense that he wrote it for the civil rights movement and it had more to it in that respect. But it was the soulful version of Imagine. And I remember when I was growing up, those two songs meant so much to me. And I warm up when I'm playing a show by singing A Change Is Going to Come by Sam Cooke.
Yeah.
Which got that wonderful, I was born by the river. Right at the beginning, it's got this. In a little tent, oh, and just like that river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time. That track, to me, just, you know, has everything in it. So that song, I think.
Do you remember doing any songs without any accompaniment at all? Because I think that would be a tremendous idea, just do one song in your set with no music whatsoever and just have your voice.
Let Me In is Let Me In's kind of like an... I still loop up lots of voices. You know, we were having this discussion before we came on air, and I was just saying, you know, Janis Joplin, Mercedes-Benz, you remember that one?
No, but I know.
So it's the one that goes, and again, totally apt for some of you. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz?
Yeah.
Great words. My friends all drive Porsches, I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime with no help from my friends. But oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? Love that track.
Yay!
I'd love, you know, I suppose like any other singer, or I still feel very privileged to sing and to stand up there and sing, but I still feel very, I'm the kind of guy who goes, oh, does anybody mind? You know, if I just, I know I'm here to play a gig, but is it all right if I'll do another song? Is that okay with everyone, you know? But I don't know, I just feel that kind of, like I say, it's a very personal thing. And I think it's sometimes watching performances are as uncomfortable and as personal for an audience, and they're the best performances to watch, as they are for the performer. I'll have to do that. We'll have to do an a cappella.
Yeah.
Sort of a bit of barbershop style a cappella coming out.
It's like, because when you sing, it just makes you go goose. But you Jeff Martin, do you get goosebumps? Because like, every time he sings, you just go, go into a dream, don't you?
It's weird because I've seen Paolo play now like hundreds of times, and each time it still sounds fresh. I still get that.
Yeah.
That same kind of like vibe that I did when I first heard him, which is, you know, not to sort of embarrass him in front of
this mic.
It's only me here, don't worry about it.
But you know, I've worked in my career with a lot of artists, a lot of big artists. You know, I've been involved with number one singles, number one albums, and this guy is still one of the most talented people I've ever met. And
sound of my head expanding.
No, and we know, and I think, you know, at this point to say a big thank you to Phoenix, yourself, to Bob, to Mike, to Chris for supporting us in the way, because this is a genuine artist who is going to make a genuine mark on what he's doing. He's fantastic, and every time I hear his music, it still affects me in the same way. As it does any audience he sings in front of.
And a totally nice bloke as well. Which, like, you know, I'm not saying it because your head will actually explode and before Christmas, and your hat will be ruined.
I can't get out the door. Yeah, my hat will be ruined. You stretch my beanie.
That sounds very painful. I'd like to see that added to a lyric. Stretch me beanie.
We'll put it in one of your songs. It'll fit right in.
Sorry. Right, you're going to play us out with a song. Tell us all about this track.
Oh, I had no idea I was going to play you out with this song.
You put your guitar away.
Oh, I have no idea now. You put me on the spot. Where did I put those cheats?
I always get three songs at my guests.
Do you? Oh, sorry.
Look at that. Put your words
away. Oh, I know. You know, here's a good one. I think I might... should I do this one? I don't know. What should I do?
Do the one that you feel compelled to do.
I was feeling about a half past dead. I just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? He just grinned, shook my hand, and know was all he said. Take a load off, Annie. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Annie. And you put the load, put the load, put the load right on me. Ooh. I picked up my bag. I went looking for a place to hide. When I saw Carmen and the devil walking side by side, I said, hey now Carmen, oh come on, let's go downtown. She said, I gotta go, but my friend can stick around. Yeah. Well, take a load off Annie, take a load for free. And you put the loan, put the loan, put the loan right on me. Ooh. Worn down, Miss Moses, oh, there's nothing you can say. Well, it's just old Luke, and Luke's waiting on the judgment day. Say, Luke, my friend, what about Annalee? He said, do me a favor, son, won't you stay and keep Annalee company? Well, take a load off Annie, take a load for free, take a load off Annie. Put the load, put the load, put the load right on me. Whoa, yeah. Ooh, you can put the load right on me. Put the load, put the load right on me.
Thank you very much. That's Paolo Morena.
Yay!
Hey, let me get the name right.
And that was Martin.
Jeff.
For those who want, that's The Wait by the band.
Now, if people want to get hold of the album, where can they go and get the album from at the moment?
You can find it, I believe, on Amazon, and mm-hmm. you can also find it on our website, which is my name, www.paolomorena.com. That's PAOLOMORENA.com. And it's available there.
And the album is called The Mighty Small.
The album is called The Mighty Small.
Fantastic. And when are you starting gigging again in January? Or
yeah, we're back out with the album. Got some shows lined up for January in Chelmsford, and then from there it's off and all over the place. We've got Colchester, Northampton. There's one that we've just confirmed at the Stables in Milton Keynes mid-year, I think it is. Or is it April? Am I wrong there? April?
May the 1st.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a great show for us. You know, I get to rule their stage down there, and it's a lovely venue.
Hopefully we'll see you at the Brentwood Festival this year.
Yeah, that'd be great.
On the main stage.
We had a chat about that, didn't we? So we should be, again, we're going to be hitting town, and also I try and pop up at Dave McPherson's sessions over at, O'Neill's on a Sunday. He does his open mic, so I try and jump down there with the boys and have a bit of a session when I can, so I will be popping up in Brentwood over the year from various times. Keep an eye on the website.
Lovely. Fantastic to see you. Thanks
ever so much. As always, a pleasure, darling.
2014, a cracking year. 2015
is our year.
I should hope so. Have a lovely Christmas.
Thank you, darling. Thank you so much. Thank you to all our Phoenix listeners. We really appreciate all the support that we've had from everyone. And, okay, big up for Jeff.
Yeah, big up for Jeff. Yeah, big up for Jeff. We love you, Jeff.
We love you.
Right, talking about getting the names wrong. Here is Scott Ross is about to come in. This is the presenter that's coming on in a couple of minutes.
Ah,
yeah, he's very old. So don't shock him by opening the door. He won't understand what's going on.
No sudden movements.
No sudden movements. Right. He'll probably fall over.
No chance of any sudden movements. I'm sure you.
He has entered the building.